Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Long Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are continuing our discussion, perhaps, if we get through all our callers, we're continuing our discussion on intuition and psychic energy. And as I already stated, taking calls for readings. So we're going to be getting to our callers shortly because we have several in the queue. We want to invite first everyone in the queue, everyone listening, to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. We really appreciate you doing so, callers. And those accounts can be found under our Blog Talk Radio profile. So 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 334 area code, you need to press 1 if you'd like a reading. And 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. First caller is 316. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Brianna from Kansas.
Hi, Brianna. Have we spoken with you before, Brianna?
I talked to you like last year or long ago.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Oh. Okay. So what is your birth date?
April 6, 1992.
I've got to find a place to write here. 8-4-6-92. And what's going on today?
Okay, so I've been talking to this guy named Austin, and his birthday is February 25th, 1992. And
And 25.
Everything.
25.
Yeah, February 25th.
February 20, it's really, just say the digit singly because it's hard to differentiate.
Oh, sorry.
So 225 92. That's what I had. Okay. It's hard to tell. If you say 25th or 26th, it's hard to tell. So we always have a little trouble hearing. So, okay, so it's 225 92. Go ahead.
Yeah. So his name is Austin, and we've been talking for the past few weeks, and we have really strong chemistry, and it was actually moving pretty serious pretty quickly. And long story short, Saturday, we had a little miscommunication Saturday night, and I thought it was, like, dealt with and done because we moved on. We hung out, like, you know, nothing happened. It wasn't even that big of a deal. And then fast forward to yesterday, and he brings it up and says that we should just be friends. And so now we're not talking, and I'm just wanting to know what you see happening, if he's going to reach out to me again, because I'm just kind of, like, confused.
So he said he just wanted to be friends. Well, can you, what was the miscommunication regarding?
I've been going through lots of things with my mom, with her help. She's been in the hospital, so that's been taking a toll on me. And so all day Saturday, I was, like, dealing with the stresses of that. And so Saturday night, we ended up hanging out, and I wasn't really, like, in the mood, but I went over there anyways. And then we started talking about something minor, and I just didn't feel like being there. So I was like, would you be mad if I left? And he said no. And then when I get up to leave, he was basically upset that I walked out, down on him before in his past relationship, and he said that's why it's a big deal to him, but he didn't seem like it was a big deal that night when I left.
Oh, so he's harboring some of his hurts from previous relationships, and now he's letting it affect your relationship and
exactly
magnifying what you know, your early departure on Saturday night. I mean,
yeah.
She didn't feel, she'd been taking care of her mother and she wasn't really feeling like being there. She was distracted, right? Is that right? Am I?
Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with your feelings for him per se. It's just that
not
in the mood to hang out, which is.
Yeah. Legitimate. And I don't like to feel like a burden to people. And if I'm in a down mood, I don't want to be around people to bring them down. It was one of those things.
Well, I mean, do you want to say something?
No, do you want to say something first?
Well, no, I mean, I just, you know, it seems a little bit silly to me, but,
yeah.
You know.
Well,
I told him I thought it was
see,
unfair.
See, what's happening, Brianna?
Uh-huh.
The deeper issue is rejection issues and abandonment. So he's probably, I don't want to talk about his life. And but he could have abandonment issues, rejection issues that stem back in time. So
he obviously does, as you said, from the previous relationship. But,
no,
you know,
I mean
you
that.
Mean childhood.
Yeah, it goes deeper than
yeah.
that. Because it has to go deeper than that because he would have gotten over the other situation. So what you've
mm-hmm.
got is a guy that has some real strong issues regarding abandonment, rejection. You weren't there for him. He's feeling like you're not giving him enough and making a sacrifice for him too, that
mm-hmm.
he's sort of on the side. So what he does is he becomes passive aggressive and says, well, if you're not going to give me what I need, and I've given you kind of two or three chances, I'm going to lash back at you and I just want to be friends. So it's,
mm-hmm.
it becomes an issue of, maturity. We both said it. And, you know, with somebody like this, you have two choices, Brianna. Well, one, you don't have a choice if he says, I want to be friends. But then, two, you could say, you know what, I'm your girlfriend, and maybe I haven't been giving you as much as you might need, and maybe I want to be aware of that. And, you know, something like that. I don't know. You know, you embellish
well,
it.
Well, I did, and I talked to him on the phone late last night to talk about it, and I told him all of that, and I was being sincere about it and thought from his point of view, and he said that his mind was made up.
Well, then...
Well, then, you know what, something like that, you don't want a guy like that.
Let it go.
You don't want
I mean,
a guy like that, Brianna.
Because that's a ridiculous reason to break off a relationship, and obviously he is not mature. Because if he was mature, he would be able to get past his own ego and understand that, you know, you're dealing with a sick mother and have compassion
mm-hmm.
for you and say, you know, this is not about me. This is about her. And I have to be supportive of her in this difficult time she's experiencing in her family.
Mm-hmm.
The problem you have with this guy is he gets dramatic. He's dramatic. And when someone
yeah.
is dramatic, that means that their anger buttons are real intense. So he's got a very intense, you would be on eggshells throughout the relationship, not knowing when and
he
where.
He literally said that term yesterday to me. He literally said, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells with me. He said that to me yesterday.
Say that again, Brianna, when he said something about walking.
Oh, I was saying he literally said yesterday that he felt like he was walking on eggshells with me.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you've got your problems. I don't know. Maybe it's two ways. But this isn't good. Unless the two of you get above it and work it out. But if he's saying, I've made my mind up, if he thinks he's walking on eggshells with you, you got to look at yourself. I don't know. Maybe you two shadow each other. But you're asking
do you
us,
see him reaching out in the future?
Nah. It doesn't. It's irrelevant. You know, I mean, you see, you're getting into a sick situation. If you're going to become older and get hurt a lot. Waiting for men to you know, make up their minds to reach out to you while you're a lady in waiting. You're starting to get a bad habit. You need to stop that now. You're only 26. But don't be 46 and saying and calling up a show like ours and saying, do you think he's going to call me? You don't want that. You need a guy that's mature that can handle situations.
Right, and it isn't such a fatalist, like, you know, if something arises in the relationship, then it, you know, becomes the end because he can't deal with, you know, a bump in the road.
Yeah.
That's not...
You got to recognize, Brianna, that when you ask us, well, is he going to reach out? you're trying to get an answer from a psychic, and we're telling you that the answer, if he, even if he does, we're trying to.
Does it matter that he reaches out?
Yeah.
That's irrelevant. I mean, you may want to know, but then that seeking that answer is already getting yourself into an unhealthy cycle.
Move on. Check out what is about you that makes a person be on eggshells. I don't know. Maybe it's circumstantial and not, you know, ingrained in your psyche. But could he reach out? Maybe he will, Bran. I don't know. You know, who cares? There's a deeper issue. If he does reach out, then deal with it then. But don't wait.
Okay.
Don't wait.
Okay.
We're giving you healthy advice. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're in desperate mode and you're waiting, will he reach out? He wants to be friends. He might. You know? But you got to
this just happened yesterday, so it's not like it's been weeks and I've been waiting. This just happened.
So I know you're processing it, and you're obviously upset because you had hopes for a future with this person in a relationship, and it was moving quickly, like you said, and suddenly he just pulled the rug out from under you.
Yeah.
No, be leery. If you call other psychics and they go, oh, yeah, he's going to reach out. No, he's not going to reach out. You got to realize that. We're saying he wants to be friends, or he might use this as a way to distance himself more. Your core issue is not that. Your core issue is developing healthy relationships with a man that is mature.
Because I want to say a man like this could actually reach out, but then he's pushing you away and pulling you back in based on the whim of his emotions. And so that's a controlling relationship, and you don't want to be involved with someone like that. I mean, if he decides to, I mean, maybe, you know,
that's what I think. I agree.
That's what I think. He could pull you back in, and then he could repeat, I mean, likely he would repeat the same behavior if something else came up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then you're in this mess with a person.
You know, if you're in a relationship with somebody and they say, now I want to be friends, what did the relationship mean to them that they abandoned it so much? You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a control mechanism. I think it's a control mechanism.
And once you're in a relationship, you work out issues. You don't. Once you're in it, that's defined as a relationship. You don't disembark and start certain conditions. Unhealthy, unhealthy. Then move on.
Can I ask real quick what you mean by a control mechanism?
What? Say that again, Brianna.
Can I ask what you meant when you when you said control mechanism?
Well, what I meant is that someone who is going to break off a relationship or say that they're breaking off a relationship, because I'm not sure how much he is really committed to that. I think it's a control mechanism to make you desperate and reach for him and dependent on him, because I think it's possible, plausible that he could come back and say, well, I'm going to be with you. But then he's, you know, weakened you know, in your psyche and in terms of your dependence on him.
So you're
saying
my control, as in like, if he was to come back, if he weakened me now, and if he came back, he know I would come back.
Right. And then if he did this again, it's a way of controlling your behavior. You know what I'm saying? I mean, say he came back and then this likely would happen again. I mean, it's really kind of silly. If everything you're telling us is accurate, it's really kind of silly that you would break up the relationship because you felt like you needed a little personal space and wanted to go home. I mean, that is not grounds to break up with somebody. So, you know, you have to be free to be your own person and be in charge of yourself. And he's not allowing that if he's trying to say that, well, you know, you can't do that. I mean, it's not a situation. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah. But,
all right.
Well, sorry, you're disappointed, you know, but you're young. And I think she sounds like, I mean, really, I think she sounds like a fairly grounded person. So I think she can move
Thank
out.
You.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Brianna.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Anything you wanted to say
No.
before we move on to our next?
It's okay. I think we gave her good advice.
Yeah. Oh, she can follow us. Brianna, join us on Facebook. We'd love it if you did that. 334 area code. Do you want a reading, 334? You didn't press 1.
I didn't, but this is Shakira, Alabama.
Oh, I was just listening, but if y'all do have any message for me, I'll take it.
Hi, Shakira. Hey, you sent us a friend request. Thank you for doing that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. It's Shekeira. How are you feeling? How's everything going?
I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling good. I'm about to get ready to get out with my kids and go look at some mattresses.
Yeah, you have cute kids, too. I saw your kids. They are really cute. 35'8". Yeah. So any...
What is it?
She's 5'9", 83. So no specific question, just maybe whatever's coming through?
Yeah, just whatever comes through.
Okay. Neil, going to hand this one over to you.
Oh. Okay, well, the image, the first image I'm seeing, I don't know where it's coming from. We don't need to explain it if it makes no sense to you, but I'm seeing an airplane, a plane. Oh. Right now, the plane is in the air. It's not landing. It's in the air. So anything going on with planes so far, any projected trips, anybody potentially coming out, anything with a plane so far?
No.
Okay. Has there been anything regarding an airplane in the last 3 years?
No, sir.
What'd you say?
No. Yeah, I can't hear you, Shakira.
No, it hasn't.
Your kids have any airplanes? Play with airplanes?
It's
not
a
like
big
that?
Airplane.
Oh, it's a big airplane.
It's a big airplane. Do you have people that live out of state?
Yeah, I have family out of state, yes.
Do you have any desire to see them? Are there any plans in the immediate future?
I mean, not really. You have a thought about it right now.
Okay, you asked for a cold reading. You didn't ask a question. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're coming up with. Something's going to prompt an airplane flight where the family, you connect with your family. I don't know what it is. The plane's in midair right now, so that's probably why there's no grounded reading regarding it.
Is there anything regarding, you're not planning on moving or anything, are you?
No.
Nothing?
Do you have a grandmother?
Not to where I have to fly.
Do you have a living grandmother?
Yes.
Yes, she said yes.
I can hear.
Yeah,
She lives here in the same state as I do.
Same
though.
State.
Yeah.
How old is she, your grandmother?
She's 70, I think 76.
And is she in fairly good health?
Her health is, it's getting better. She had quit smoking.
The only thing that I would cautiously approach is that something happens with grandma and the family. If something did happen to grandma, we're not saying it is, but if it did, would the family fly out or would they not fly out?
They would. They definitely would to get here faster,
The only thing that I'm picking up, and we don't know yet what it is because it's in the air, it's not grounded, is that something to do with grandmother and your family flying out.
Okay.
Does she live alone?
Yes.
Has she ever, to your knowledge, ever fallen?
No.
So there's nothing wrong with her legs, nothing. Is she overweight? Anything like that?
No, she's in fairly, good health.
But you said she was a smoker?
Yeah, she did smoke.
I don't know, Shakira. I'm not sure. Being psychic, sometimes you get into these areas where it's foggy, but you're on the premise that you're psychic, and sometimes it's not distinct. Does she have an animal, a pet?
More cloudy since you picked up a plane.
No, she doesn't.
Do you have any pets?
No.
I don't know. I'm hitting a lot of I'm not hitting the nail here, but what the only thing, because you prompted it, I saw an airplane, and the only thing we have from there is I saw your grandmother, And then I surmised that maybe a plane flight's coming for people to see your grandmother. And I'm thinking it might be an accident or something happens.
Mm.
But you know what? I don't think it's healthy to just, okay, something's going to happen. I don't think it's that kind of a reading. You know, I don't even know if I'm totally accurate here, but
she could be wanting to fly out though. You know, my grandmother may be. I don't know. My grandmother may want to take a trip. You know, she's been taking care of my grandmother.
Are you close to your grandmother? Are you, you know?
Yeah, I'm close with her. Yes.
Is she like a really ideal grandmother, a real close one, or just sort of a good grandmother? Period.
She's a good grandmother.
Okay. The only thing you can do, Sharika, since you didn't ask a specific question, is call her up and ask her if she's been thinking about any airplane flights lately. If she says no, and if she says yes, then maybe you can take notes on what she's considering. Call us back and we'll continue with the reading.
Okay. I'll definitely do that.
And the only other thing is, in your habitation, is there any room that has any mold or a room that, you know, needs some kind of repair?
My room, I've been doing some spring cleaning. I threw mattresses out. I've been just getting rid of old energy that was tied to that relationship.
Okay.
I threw it all out.
And you say you're doing a lot of spring cleaning in your room?
Yes.
Is there a lot of dust? Is anything being kicked up?
Yeah, I've been dusting. It has been dusting in here, and I'm having some allergies.
Yeah. Oh, you might want to wear a mask when you do that.
Okay.
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 So not a heavy reading. It seems to be something to do with your grandmother and airplanes, and it seems to do something, you know, in your cleaning. There might be a factor in your environment, maybe your room, dust, allergies, whatever. Wear a mask.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Shakira, good luck.
Thank you all. I'll get back with you all as I speak with my grandmother.
What did you say? Sorry, Shakira, someone cutting down a tree in the backyard.
After I speak with my grandmother, I'm going to get back to you all and see what's going on with the plane.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, let us know. Let us know.
I will.
All right,
thank you.
Take care. And I want to reiterate, someone's cutting down a tree in someone else's backyard. I believe that's...
Is that the pump?
I don't know. So we're hearing a buzzsaw. It's a little bit... disturbing. So if the callers that we bring on could really talk loud.
Yeah, if it's disturbing to you, let us know. We'll try to fix it.
Okay. Area code 215.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Bernadette. How are you guys?
Good. And we can hardly hear you. What's your name, Leanne?
Oh, Bernadette.
Bernadette. Bernadette. Like Saint Bernadette.
Yes. Same name after. Middle name's Mary because it's a story.
Oh, yes. That's not a name. Bernadette is not a name you hear often. So it's
no, not too common.
Nice Catholic name. Okay, so Bernadette, what is your birth date?
December 11th, 1991.
December 11th, 1991. And what brings you to the show?
I was originally listening. I didn't realize it hit the queue. The number for the queue.
Say that all again, because we did not hear
I didn't you. Realize they hit the number for reading. I was listening.
You did, actually, your hand's raised. Did you want a reading, or?
Sure.
Okay, do you have any specific questions?
I'm trying to think. I have a mother that's passed on, and then anything... this year. We're looking into buying a house and getting married in June. So that's the only thing.
Oh,
really...
you're telling us too much.
Sorry.
Okay. So you're getting married in June. Married in June.
I'm picking up that you're getting married in June and you're
buying a. Are you buying a house? Okay, so she is. Let's. Bernadette's 25/7.
Yeah.
Your master number is 7, Bernadette. And so in 2016, actually 2016 to 2017, because you're born in the late part of the year, there should have been something that happened. Probably, I wonder if she got engaged then, but what happened during that time period, which is just...
2016, 2017?
Yeah.
I moved to my father's house, which was a toxic situation with my fiancé, and, oh, we got pregnant with my daughter.
Oh.
But also, yeah.
So you... About when, how long have you been pregnant?
I had her, we got pregnant in December of 2016.
What, December, in December of 2016 or 2016, right? You yeah. got pregnant?
Yeah.
So that would have been it, and there was a move too. And you say you're getting married in June, and you're buying a house, correct?
Yes. Well, home searching.
What's your fiance's birthday?
May 7th,
1990. Okay.
May 7th.
Yeah. So they're his first two numbers are her month 12, 22, and 9. 31/4.
Yeah.
Is that what you got?
Mm-hmm.
So they're an 11 together.
So that you so. So your relationship with your fiancé is a karmic relationship from a past life. Your master numbers together become an 11, which is the day you're born. Let's see. Your years are interchangeable. So this man was a past life relationship. Obviously, it was very intense. So you have a child with him. You had a child at the time of your changeover to a higher zone, and you're going to get married in June, and you could have, you're looking for a house. Now, I'm seeing August. I don't know. I'm seeing August for a house. It seems to be a rental, and it's two-bedroom. Does he have a fairly good job?
Yes, he's an officer in the city.
Police officer, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Where are you located, by the way?
Right outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, that's good. So he's a police officer, and he makes a reasonably stable income. You're not working?
No, I'm at home with the girl.
Yeah.
I also had...
So you're not working, and so, to answer your question, married in June... maybe a house in August, so April, May, June, July, maybe 4 months away. Maybe it'll be sooner, but no later than August. I think. Are you looking
I wrote
for,
down a 4. That's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you looking for
but
a house?
But that was his master number. I just realized when she first called, I wrote down a 4. It happened to be his master number. I didn't realize that. And you just said 4 months. But go ahead. Sorry.
Are you looking for a house or apartment immediately?
A house. We live currently in a 2-bedroom. We're looking for a 3 because we have 2. Well, I have a daughter from a previous relationship.
Oh, well, I was seeing a 2-bedroom house. Now, maybe, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe you'll get a 3. I was seeing a 2. I'm combining that with what you've got right now. And my error is that I'm reading the 2-bedroom you're in now. But let's assume that you're going to be getting a house that will probably... Maybe, in fact, be a 3-bedroom
What's your
house.
Budget? I don't know what the price for, like, a 3-bedroom house would be in your area.
Around 300.
I wrote it down 250.
300,000.
Oh, 250 is our budget, but it's looking at,
I wrote
for around here, it's 3, but our budget's 250.
So I wrote down 250,000. So $250,000 is your budget. That's what I wrote down, but $300,000 is the price range.
Yeah, that's what it is around here, unfortunately.
So you're looking to buy a house for around that price.
Yeah.
And is there anybody in the family that sounds like a D sound, like a Dorothy or Dottie or Denise?
D. I'm trying to think. No, not in our immediate family.
And not in your immediate family. And does he have a sister, this fiancé?
No, he's a brother.
And do you have a sister?
Yes, I have 2.
You have two sisters.
Yes.
Are either of them married?
Both.
Okay, and do they have children?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason I'm asking these questions is because I'm getting a vibe about the yeses you've been giving me. And I'm trying to get it. What I was trying to do was get a sense, because we answered about the house and we answered it's going to be a good marriage and all that. We don't have to worry about that right now. I was attempting to try to reach your mother.
Okay. Oh, that's actually coming up too. What is D? I do have an Uncle Danny, but he lives out of state that I'm not close to. I forgot about
that. It doesn't matter.
Is that on your mother's side?
Yes, it's her brother.
Was she close to him?
Yeah, they were before he moved. So, yeah, we weren't, but I think they were close growing up.
Okay, and why am I getting I'm also getting an 11. I don't know what this is. What was your mother's birth date?
June 4th, 1956.
That's the 11. The 56 is the 11, but 10, 20.
June, 30, no, 66 June, or 56?
56. 5-6 or 66?
5-6.
5-6. So that's the 11, 10, 20, 20, 31, 4, which is, you know, she's the same karmic and master number as your fiancé.
Yeah. And her month and your fiancé's month also comes to the year she was born.
And you are, in fact, in your day, an 11, which happens to be the sum of the master numbers. You and your fiancé are a 7 and 4. That's your 11 in your day. And, of course,
either her with her mom or her with her fiancé is 11.
11, right.
So your mother is coming, I believe, right now. And my hunch is that your mother's trying to come through to talk about the blessing of the marriage. She likes him.
She's actually sent a lot of signs, and 11 has popped up in my life so many times. My daughter was born at 12/11.
Oh, same birthday, huh?
No, birth time. She was born September.
Oh, at 12/11.
Yeah.
What's her birth date?
September 9th, 2017.
September 9th?
Yes.
2017. Well, this is interesting too because your years aligned. He's 90. You're 91. Aligned. Your first numbers in your years are 9/9, which happens to be her day. 9/9.
Oh, wow.
And the mother and the fiance, 7/4. Days are 7/4.
What I think your mother's going, your mother, I think right now we're working in pencil. We're working on the fact that your mother's trying to get through, bless the wedding. She's very happy about it. The only other thing that I'm getting from her would be a mystical connection to flowers, meaning that you know, you walk in the house and there's a flower on the carpet. You don't know how it got there. You're walking outside and a flower, a rosebud, falls and hits you in the head.
I have a rose tattoo for her.
Oh, you have a rose tattoo?
Yeah, she had the same one on the same shoulder blade. And her and my older daughter were both born in June, and their flower is a rose. So I got that memory.
Because in the flower situation, the mystical flower situation, before you said anything about rose, I said the word. A rose hitting your head. So what she's trying to say, you know, they struggle because we're on the earth plane, they're in the astral realm, and they're trying to figure out how to get the vibration to talk in their language. And sometimes it gets confusing. But sometimes, even if it's confusing, there's enough there to start to think, wow, something's going on. So your mother is trying to reach you and say, I bless the wedding. And then she was trying to say, I'm trying to tell Neil and Kristen, how do I get across this flower, this rose? I'll do everything I can, hoping they'll receive the message. And that's what just happened. So your mother is very present, as you already assumed. Now we're validating it. And we're saying your mother's present. It's a good thing. She's very aware. She's in the astral realm. She's very happy. The rose tattoo is another indication. And she said she's going to continue to send roses to you. So just be alert.
Well,
Okay, Bernadette, well, hope you enjoyed your first reading here, and we'd love it if you joined us on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. Follow us, and you're always welcome to call the show again or reach out for a personal conversation, 562-596-7818. And we thank you, Bernadette. Thank you so much. That was an interesting reading, I thought. Lots of numbers, connective numbers. So
yeah, whenever I think of the Rose Tattoo, you know, there was a movie, The Rose Tattoo, with Anthony Quinn.
Of course, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it. But it's a good movie, a kind of lusty movie.
There's so many movies I haven't seen.
Check it out, Rose Tattoo with Anthony Quinn.
You know what I think it is about movies? Probably what I don't like is sitting in a theater with other people that are noisy.
So that was my avoidance
issue about movies
yeah.
for the first on the first base. 678.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Who's this?
This is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. With a F or a PH?
PH.
Okay. Hi, Sophia.
Hi. The question I have is, I have decided to go into a partnership with someone to do something extracurricular, hopefully spanning out into something on the side for us both.
You're meaning extra quickly. What you mean is like as on the side. You're not in school, are you?
No, I'm not in school. No.
Okay, so extracurricular would be,
word.
Huh?
It's interesting.
I know. That's
that
why
word.
I commented on it. So extracurricular actually means like outside of school. So that's why I'm asking.
Well, it also
but you're
means
meaning on the side,
class.
Right? Extended classes within school. So, but you're saying it's a side. Essentially, your meaning of extracurricular when you communicate that is it's a side project outside of your regular job.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now we're on track. Go on.
So looking for any insight or messages in reference to that.
Okay. What's your birth date, Sophia?
11/25/72.
72. So 8/9 I wrote down. 5/6/7/8/9. I wrote down 8/9 and
good.
She's got a 9 on the
and our former caller
side.
Was a 7 and she had an 11 in her month.
19. She's a 28/10/1. Is that right? Did I do that correctly?
28/10/1.
Yeah. Okay. And you are going to be 46 this year, correct?
Correct.
46.
What's your partner's birth date?
I don't know. I don't know her birth date.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, well, we can still.
Know what? I may have it somewhere, but not. But go ahead.
Not handy. You don't have it handy. It's okay.
Was anybody in your, Sophia, was anybody in your past background, going back, at all in any form of entertainment, or did they ever have any quality, artistic quality, music, singing, piano, anything like that?
Not that I can think of immediately, no.
And not you either?
No, not me, not
your
at
voice,
all.
your voice has a certain radio quality to it.
It
I
does.
Mean, you have a certain
yeah,
professional radio quality to your voice. That's the only reason I asked.
Thank you for that, and I get that very often, very often.
Yeah. You have a good speaking voice. You could go into commercials or you could go into, you know.
Well, it's not that easy. It's not that easy, so you can't.
But you have the kind of voice. You have the
well,
kind
well,
of voice.
Well, I will say this much.
For
the
type of
I'll wait till you guys finish. I think you pretty much prefer to do your thing first before you get in.
No, go ahead. You can interject anything you want. What were you going to say?
I will tell you this. What I've decided to pursue is doing a podcast.
That's
bingo.
There you go. So, I mean, and obviously it's much easier to do a podcast than get work in voiceover, which is extremely competitive. I know people think, you have a great voiceover. It's not that easy. But podcast is something. Podcast, that's what we do.
I thought it was the invasion of the vice snatchers on the pod.
So, right on track. And what's the podcast theme?
Basically, interviewing, discussions, traveling to different places and experiences, and coming back sharing them. A lot of great ideas.
Sophia, it's going to be successful.
What platform are you going to use to broadcast? Are you going to do it here in Blog Talk Radio? Is there another?
And I didn't want to do Blog Talk. For some reason, I'm just not. That doesn't resonate with me.
That's okay.
To be honest, we haven't quite decided. We're really in the very beginning stages. We don't even have a name yet. But it came to me just out of the blue. So I asked someone that we have a similar interest in. So I pitched it to her, and she was like, oh, my God, that would be great. Let's do this.
So we go back in time briefly, Sophia, and I said, you know, your voice has this quality,
yeah.
Radio, blah, blah, blah. Right then, you should have said, okay,
well,
you're connecting.
She kind of did. She said, well, I don't want to interrupt you. But
yeah, I know. Later she said about
just a couple minutes, yeah.
Because I'll tell you why. Because at that moment, we answered your question.
Yeah.
That is a validation.
Part.
The fact that
that
was picked up was a validation that this is the right avenue for you to be pursuing and that the podcast will be successful. So what other platforms are there? I mean, we use Blog Talk Radio because there is a ready-made audience for psychics, you know? So
I get that.
But not all, you know, not all platforms are going to provide that audience. So what places are you considering, Sophia?
Spotify is one.
Uh-huh.
But there are some things I kind of read up on last night that didn't quite resonate me with that. It's something we applied for. They're doing a pitch on something. Even if it's offered to come and spend the week in New York to get all the podcasting tools that are needed, I'm not quite sure I would even take it after. I don't want to be signed in contractual. This is just something I'm passionate about, and I want to do it from a point of passion. Now, if it leads to other avenues, which is a goal, great. And that was the second part of my question.
Well, here's the thing. You know, as long as you're reaching a vast audience and if you can maintain control over your own show, today there's a lot of self-involved, you know, self-publications and self-shows.
There's
so many revenues
people. No,
and so many things. And if you tie this in with cultural events, artistic, country, traveling, civil rights.
Oh, wow, you are good.
Yeah. So your show becomes a forum of a vast amount of ideas and discussions that are intriguing, entertaining, pertinent, involving. You're going to be successful. That's what we're seeing. And not only that, but I think that in about 2 years' time, with a lot of hard work, this could become syndicated. It could go into a higher form. We need a lot of people like you that are just common people that understand that perspective, that aren't necessarily educated in the sense that they've been media educated, but they come from a real hardcore value.
Tangible.
Yeah.
Right, and people can relate
you're
to you.
So, and you have that. I see that in you. You have a very probing mind. You would ask good questions. You would be well researched. So, I think you're going to get into the zone of having a successful show, Sophia.
Okay. Okay.
Well, is there anything else?
No, Neil, I was actually, my mouth is hanging open because the way he just articulated his last statement is almost verbatim to the way I articulate
present the show. Well, that's
great. From a down-home, tangible perspective that, you know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm just a normal, average Joe, you know.
Well, you picked a good psychic show to call.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we wish
I wished I had her date of birth on hand, but I think things are going to be well.
Well, you can call again. You can call our show again. We encourage you to follow us. We would like to see your progress, you know, in terms of how the radio show or the podcast, rather, progresses. So,
you know,
connect with us.
The thing about your partner, if she's non-competitive and she agrees to be have this partnership, like an agreeable marriage, like Chris and I have, we don't compete. And
Yes. We're
on the same wavelength, and we understand
Yes.
that there's a higher purpose for what we do. It's not about the ego.
Right.
You two will be successful. I don't see a problem with her.
Do you want to maybe give us a little bit more information about what roles each of you plan to play? I mean, is it like a co-host thing where it's like equal parts?
No, I would prefer equal parts. I'm very careful. I tell her, your ideas are just as important as mine. This is, you know, an equal thing. So let's,
that's
the vision I have right now.
Okay. And does she have the
because
same...
Because I'm not competitive. I'm sorry?
Does she have the same talent, like a vocal talent, which obviously you have? I'm not saying... No.
I think so. She definitely has that it factor as far as how to just naturally be very humorous surrounding any topic that makes it very interesting.
So you want it, you know, being a counterpoint to each other is important too. You
right.
know, being
okay.
able to play off one another and, you know,
okay.
if someone has a strength like you're offering this down-home kind of relatable personality and
right.
she maybe offers more humor and
that's what I was going to say. There's a humor in her. I don't know if it's been expressed yet, but she has a humor talent, and she might bring humor to the show that's needed.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you would agree with that at this moment, but it might come out. You know, sometimes what happens is that when people have more confidence and they actualize themselves more in any particular medium, something comes out that they didn't even know they even had before.
Oh, wow.
So
that could
be
great, though. Mm-hmm.
There may be something in her background that stopped a certain ability to express herself totally that might reemerge. I don't know if she's had a tough background or what.
Yeah, it would be interesting to get her birthday, and you can always call back with that. I mean, how handy is the birth date?
It's in an email. So you guys take the next call, and I'm going to call right back.
Okay. We're going to chat for a minute, and then, call back because we won't know. I was going to put you on mute, but we don't know when you have the birth date. So I'm going to disconnect you, and then just call back when you have the birth date. We have about 8 minutes left in the show, so.
Won't take me but a second. Thanks.
Okay, perfect.
Bye-bye.
All right. So she's going to do that while we talk for a second. So, we're out of callers. Right now.
Yeah. We're discussing the issue of the distinct issue between being intuitive.
God, are we going to really be able to get into this in the
I
brief time
well,
we have?
Well, being intuitive and being psychic. And we were saying before that psychic people get messages. They get distinct messages, names. Intuitive people get feelings. Now, psychic people can get feelings too, but it's more refined. They get specific. They almost are amazing in the
right.
details they can give.
Right. And so oftentimes that psychic information will come in, even though psychic people do have intuitive hits and feelings associated with those intuitive hits, a lot of the information will come in without any
yes.
kind of physical sensation associated with it. I think that's what... being someone who is very intuitive and trying to develop more psychic accuracy, it's a different channel you're
right.
turning into.
An intuitive person might say, you know, I feel the person's very lonely. They're very sad. They have no one to talk to. A psychic person will say that and then say, and his name is Robert and he lives on Hennessy Street. It gets more defined, and then you say you're not just intuitive, you're psychic. So the psychic person gets more just gets more accurate information that does not seem to be accessible to, in any other form. An intuitive person, though, is still valuable because they, an intuitive person works on feeling, on a feeling. A psychic person gets more into the brain and the mind. And so it's a different chakra system. An intuitive person might take the heart chakra and kind of merge it into a language because they're perceiving something outside of their boundaries. And so there is this approach to being psychic, but they haven't evolved yet to make it specific. They're only in a position of feeling something beyond them and then elaborating on the feeling. A psychic will take it higher, to a higher sense within that sixth chakra, and start to come out with details. So it's more, it's almost like a Cro-Magnon man, Neanderthal, and then
Neanderthal,
and oh, forget it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to correct you, but I'm helping you.
My tongue is should have a whipping on it, but I know what I'm, I have what I speak. I just can't
say it. No, it's fine. Go ahead.
But then the idea then is that it's become more refined. It's more developed.
Right.
Can intuitive become more developed in the sense of having a mind connection to details? Yes.
Yes. And someone who is highly intuitive is going to probably have an easier time tapping into psychic energy and becoming, activating the third eye than someone who is like not an intuitive person at all. But we can get more into that probably on our next show because Sophia's back. Hi.
Hi, I'm ready. The date of birth is August
13th, 1970. 1970, okay. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 22.
29.
She's a 29, 11, too. Yeah, and they're both compounded, interestingly. We have another caller. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, a good and I do believe she had a rough background. That's my sense.
Well, that's what you said, and the birth date reflects.
It's reflected.
Yeah, the 11/25, the 11.
You know, maybe a divorce. I don't know, or you know.
I've lost her birth date.
Problems growing up, but you're kind of quiet about that. But that's okay. That it doesn't really mean anything. It's just kind of helping the storyline. You two are going to be great together. In fact, your numbers equal. This woman's fire number 3 in her day, and that's a good connection. It's a strong creative connection.
And the months become Sophia's karmic number 2.
Yeah.
So 11 and 8 is really a 2-8.
Right.
So that's your karmic number.
So you have a strong connection. It's a past life connection. Probably, if you want to be entertained, you probably were past life family connection.
Oh wow! Okay. We've never met in person. She's in New York. I'm in Georgia. But okay.
That's okay. You don't need to meet to be past life family members.
Okay.
Well, you see, that division has a certain quality of interpretation too, because for these two psychics, geographical locations is very significant to energy. See, because she has a karma there. There's something different going on. Something's compelling her to be there. So, but the
that
odds of you being, yeah, and the odds of you two being so distant didn't overwhelm the idea that there's
still
going to be a
connection in this lifetime.
That's how
yes, I agree.
Their master numbers happen to be the first days of the first numbers of the day. 1 and 2. You're a 1. She's a 2. Those are your 1 in the 13 and 2 in the 5. So lots of the months become the fire numbers become her month 8. So there's a lot of connections between the two of them. So it's a green light, Sophia. And
thank you.
We said, connect with us on Facebook. Keep us posted about the podcast. You're always welcome to call or connect off the air, 562-596-7818. Okay, take good care.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, do you want to take one last caller?
Well, if we have time.
We have like a couple minutes. Right. 312. We got to make this short.
Oh, sure. Hi, my name's Karen. I'm wondering if you see a new job coming up. I'm working on a project, and it's going to end in about a week or two.
Okay. 312. What's your birthday?
Do you need my... 3/31/71.
3/31/71. You just had a birthday, 6/7/17.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
25/7. Yeah, lots of 25/7s today. Funny. And the question again?
A new project. She wants to know the new project.
New job.
New job.
You know, yeah. Karen, you know, images around you, I don't know where they come from yet, but it's almost like someone gifted in drawing or drawing up plans or working with some kind of creative aspect in business, consulting. I don't know. Those are the first images that are coming in. If you've done any consulting, if you've drawn up plans for anybody, worked with management, anything like that.
In the past, I have. I just recently applied for a government job, and I'm waiting for. They said they received my application, but I don't know if that's.
What's the form of government? What would you do? What would you be doing?
Like recruiting for one of their agencies.
I think it feels good. It feels rich. It feels like this might be it, because it's recruiting is a kind of a management position of getting people in. And you're working with the government, which I felt there was a power issue going on, that you work with power issues.
Right, and the picking up of the previous job in terms of the plans or whatever.
Yeah.
That is a validation.
It looks good. It's a short reading, but if you're just getting a feel from psychics, yeah, it looks good. But the thing is, you may not be working until June.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's what I figured. They got to do a full background check, and maybe I know it's they received it, but so I know it always takes a while.
Yeah.
You're always welcome to call back on another show, because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You know, I will.
We're on twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays, and we can give you. I don't know. Have we spoken with you before?
Yes. Yes, a long time ago.
Long time ago, but we're neither of us are having that recall, so you can call back and, you know, get a little bit more time on the next show if you'd like.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Okay, so we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers.